Roll the tape.
This podcast is protected by copyright and not for broadcast. See rsn.net.au for more details.
Bowtie steals a march. It goes a length in front of Guaranteed, who's slowly but surely bridging the gap. But Bowtie packing plenty, and Bowtie wins another Group 1 here at Menangle.
Now, on Taz Racing Talk, time to talk harness racing.
Time for Harness Racing Talk now on Taz Racing Talk. And who better to speak to than the co-development manager, Kevin Nielsen. How are you, Kev?
Very well, thanks, Shane.
Now, of course, we saw Bowtie go around to the Miracle Mile, gallant in defeat.
Isn't he a little champion? And I think he showed all of those fighting qualities when he was a great run in the Miracle Mile last Saturday night. Did plenty of work, but the star New Zealander, Chris and Me, was too good for him on the night. Bowtie actually went about 15 metres, 1.1 second quicker than he's ever gone before. The 149.1 was a race record for the Miracle Mile. And these two have certainly had some great battles, Chris and Me and Bowtie. I think they've had three contests now, and Chris and Me just beat Bowtie at home in the Victoria Cup. Bowtie was the victor in last year's Miracle Mile, of course, Chris and Me this year. So New Zealand's best and Australia's best. We can look forward to some great contests in the weeks and months and maybe years ahead, Shane.
Yeah, certainly some big races for him to contest. No doubt he'll be looking to defend that Inter Dominion Championship early in the new year, so I think on that run he'd be certainly very hard to beat, of course. But he wasn't the only act on the mainland this week.
Isn't it great to see that other Tasmanian-bred horses and Tasmanian-trained horses are doing really well on the mainland? We saw another two examples over the weekend. Devendra went around in the $50,000 Smoking Up Championship last Saturday night at Menangle, settled back, pushed forward. In fact, a very similar drive to Bowtie. Not quite the same result. I think Devendra won by a neck and Bowtie went down by a head, but Devendra was really solid in that race, and I think he's now had eight Menangle starts for four wins. And he was also bred by the Rattray Family Trust and now owned by Viv Clark, who lives at Youngtown in Launceston. And we can look forward to Devendra contesting some of the Victorian Country Cups over the next few weeks and months when James Rattray relocates to Victoria. We're not sure whether it's going to be permanent or temporary, but Devendra, great win. And Party Boy Glenwood for Brian Mackerel and Marie Brewer. They live right beside the track at Carrick. And the Tasbred six-year-old, no gate speed last Saturday night at Melton, but pushed forward early by Kate Gath, rolled to the lead and dominated the race. So 56.5 last half, won by 9 metres and went 155.2 for 22.40 metres. They don't go much quicker than that at Melton for that distance. And Zeke Slater had two in a $25,000 MO final. Giuliani ran third and Run Ripalong in the same race ran fifth.
Yeah, some great performances through the week, that's for sure. And, of course, the season kicked off in Burnie on Friday night for the Burnie Harness Racing Club Under Lights. It was a great program, big crowd in attendance. I'm sure the club was delighted with the night. And no surprise to see Gareth Rattray in the winner's circle.
I think he might have driven four in a row at a meeting at Burnie a year or two back, Shane. And he started off in that fashion at Burnie last Friday night. He got the first three with Mick Woolrev, Territorial and Nancy's Thrill. Been well documented that Mick Woolrev is on a mission to try and qualify for the Burnie Cup on the 11th of January. Still needs two more wins, but he went about it the right way last Friday night. But Odin's Call Girl made him earn every metre of that victory. It was a slippery 2-4.3 for the standing 2180 metres around the tight 607-metre circuit at Burnie. Territorial, the second winner for Gareth, a five-year-old top-notcher mare trained just up the hill by Andrew Rawlings. Up the hill at Burnie, that is. And she's certainly been consistent. Previous 11 starts, I think she'd had two placings and five fourths. So no one begrudged that win by Territorial. And the driving premiership at the moment, Gareth Rattray, 16. His brother Todd, 15. Ricky Duggan, 13. And Christian Salter, 9. And it's promising to be one of the tightest driving premierships we've had in a long while, I reckon, with the skill of Rick Duggan, the Rattray stable behind Todd, and, of course, the ability of Gareth Rattray to get pick-up drives, land long price winners, and also his partner, Melissa Main. They've got developing a very strong stable in their own right.
Well, he didn't leave the form at Burnie because he came out on Sunday night and took out the Danbury Park Cup.
Well, Nathan Ford's a good trainer driver in his own right, and when Nathan couldn't drive his smart, open-class, standing start horse Star Chamber, there was only one man to go to when Gareth didn't have a drive in the race, and he certainly produced the goods. What a run it was. They equaled the track record for the standing 26.98. Set by Ahaka Utah when he won the Easter Cup a few years back. 2 minutes dead for the standing 26.98. And he's continued to improve in the 13 months that Nathan Ford has had him in Tasmania. He won 2 from 16 in New South Wales, being at Canberra and Wagga before arriving in Hobart in October last year. And the make of this horse may well have been when Nathan took him to Melton in early September. He got 2 placings in strong $16,000 MO races, and he hasn't looked back since he's come back to Tasmania. And he certainly will be a player in the better races in the weeks ahead. Winona McKenzie, 2 winners, Mr. Lennox, Jabba Jaws. And Mr. Lennox created a huge impression with his win. First up as a 3-year-old, he'd showed as a 2-year-old when he ran third behind Bossen Hagen and Jerry's Jet in one of the major races that he's possessed with plenty of ability. But what a win it was. He rolled around 3 wide for the first half lap to get to the death. At the top of the straight, you would have expected him to weaken. Ricky Duggan, I think, might have just coughed. And he shot away from the field. The earplugs were still in. And it was one of the most impressive wins I've seen for a long while at the Launceston track, Shane. And the mile rate, 2:03 for 2,200. This could be a pretty special horse, Mr. Lennox. And the consistent 5-year-old mare, LJ's Magic, was sent out third favourite at $6.20, and the Shirley Martin Mother of Pearl for the mares, the lead into the George Johnson in a couple of weeks. And Grant Hodges was able to give LJ's Magic a very easy run in front for the first half, and she motored home in 56-2. And no one gets past when they come home that time at Launceston. Spitfire Rose second, Chidilla third. And Hodges completed a double with Clamorous. Similar sort of thing, led throughout. Pretty handy last half. A lot of similarities with Clamorous and LJ's Magic. Both are by Junior Mint. And Clamorous has had 24 starts for 9 wins and 11 placings. LJ's Magic, 23 starts for 9 wins and 10 placings, and both have earned $53,000. So Grant Hodges has got a couple of smart 5-year-old junior mint horses, which certainly should win races on the mainland.
$100,000 between them, and the promise of much more to come, that's for sure. Now we've got 9 races at Carrick on Friday.
Yeah, first of their 3 meetings for this season is on Friday night, and there's something about Carrick, and that is it always gets the highest number of acceptors of any race course in Tasmania. That has happened again this Friday night. First two races are $5,000 heats of the non-winners series that commenced at Burnie last week, and we've got the 7 grand final at Launceston on the 14th of December. And 5 first starters in the 2 heats, and 3, Pro Yart, Angel or Demon, Really Thirsty, have impressed at the trials. Now, Pro Yart, 4-year-old, Armbro operative, Arts Darling Gelding, trained to Beauty Point by Rowan Hillier, won a Carrick trial on the 22nd of November, defeating the smart filly Forzia. And she was the filly of the year last year, and he beat her by 3 metres. Angel or Demon, race 2, number 2, by Safari out of I'm a Merry Jasper, a mare owned and trained by Shelley Barnes at Sassafras. 18-metre winner of a Carrick trial last Saturday, defeating Who Cares Not Me and What a Fine Filly. And the third of the impressive first starters is Really Thirsty, race 2, number 7, again by Safari, a 4-year-old mare out of, I think it's a mare, yes it is, out of Elegant Notch, trained at Plenty, which is just west of New Norfolk, by Justin Campbell. And on the 17th of November, Really Thirsty won a Hobart trial by 12 metres from Blitz and Gamble and Follow the Wind. And Follow the Wind was a very smart 2-year-old filly last season. The other two first starters are G-Force and I'm a Ginger Rogers. And G-Force is trained at Crawler by Dick Eves, a 3-year-old Shadow Play Inner Peace Gelding, 6th of 7 in a Carrick trial last Saturday. I'm a Ginger Rogers is trained not far away from Dick up at Piper's River by Nick Perotti. And I'm a Ginger Rogers, this 3-year-old filly, was 5th of 6 in a Carrick trial last Saturday.
Yeah, some very interesting runners to keep an eye on at Carrick, that's for sure. And then Hobart on Sunday night, the heats of the Eric Rees Memorial.
Time-honoured series, Shane. This series goes right back, I think, to the late 80s, early 90s. And there are 3 $7,000 heats of this series on Sunday night at Hobart. And they go into a 10,000 final and an $8,500 consolation at Hobart on Tasmania Cup afternoon. Sunday afternoon, the 21st of December. First starters in the series are CC Safari, race 4, number 4, and Mountain Safari, race 6, number 5. And CC Safari, trained by Lindsay Brown, the stallion was 4th of 6th at the Hobart Trials on Monday night behind the handy performers, Metro Digby, Jerry's Jet and Bobby Joe, and there's no disgrace running 4th in the trial behind those three. And Mountain Safari, another safari horse. I think we've got 4 safari first starters over the Carrick and Hobart on Sunday night. Mountain Safari, trained by Barry Rattray at Longford. Carrick trial win on the 22nd of November and was 5th of 8 at the same venue last Saturday. Now in Heat 1, Neon Jet, race 2, number 1. First Tasmanian start for the Melissa Main Stable. 4-year-old by Jeremy's Jet, started racing in August this year and has a win and 3 seconds from 6 New South Wales starts. And William Lee is another newcomer to Tasmania in Heat 2 of the Eric Rees Series, race 4, number 7, by Modern Art, trained by Shelley Barnes at Sassafras. A win and 2/3 from only 3 lifetime starts in Victoria. And he was a close-up third to No. And laconic Jermaine at the Carrick Trials last Saturday.
Great horse to have in a photo finish. No, that's for sure. It's an absolute no-no. But where did we go for all the other information that everyone might be looking forward to get the edge on Tasmanian harness racing, Kev?
Yes, all the information on Carrick Friday night and Hobart on Sunday night is available at tasracing.com.au in the Punter's Corner section. And, of course, all the race replays, the side-on replay and also the head-on replays up the home straight, and they're all available at Tas Racing as well.
Yeah, well, that's the place to head. Thanks for your efforts today.
My pleasure again, Shane.
Tas Racing Talk, everything you need to get the edge.
A huge week of harness racing coming up around the state with two biddings to look at, Carrick and Hobart. The tippers, the winners of all the quaddy legs, Jamie Cockshutt. How are you, Jamie?
Yeah, not too bad, Shane. How about yourself, mate?
Very well, thanks. Now, you'll be looking forward to this Carrick meeting on Friday?
Yeah, it's not a bad meeting, mate. 9 races. They always get good fields up at Carrick. And, it's pretty good meeting to be on.
Okay, the first leg of the quaddy is race number 5, and a couple that you've been pretty keen on of late, Tisu Tutor and Saab Quality, both engaged in the one race.
Yeah, it's a claimer for the night, mate. It's a very, very good claimer, to be honest. Saab Quality, he's been going very well since being taken over by Mark Butler, which is a credit to him. Just got a bit of a tricky draw inside the second race, so we'll need hoping to be get off the fence early, and if he gets into the running eye, mate, he'll take plenty of holding out. Millpike Maestro is doing a lot better this week, and he should find the lead where his previous week he's had to sit parked and just found Saab Quality a bit too strong for him, but he'll get his chance tonight. Tizu Tutor is low flying for Rowan Hillier. Just got a tricky draw. He's going to have to do a bit of work tonight, so, you know, he's got a good each way chance. And you've got Shanghai Nine. He ran the race of his life on Saturday night in the Doug Martin Danbury Park Cup, ran second, beating, you know, half head against the free for all, and come back to claiming class. If he rings that form, he's going to be hard to beat. Living it, loving it, both Kitty Bow, Sky Town, maybe not, can find out the placings. But keen on Saab Quality, mate, number 7, from numbers 3, 4, and 5, Millpark Nitro, Shanghai Light, Tizu, Tudor, mate.
Now, race number 6 is the second leg, and the barrier draws made it a very interesting affair.
It sure has. The two favourite runners have drawn out the back in Real River and Dammit Sam. I'm going to leave Dammit Sam's way. He's only a little horse, but he's got a big heart. He's capable of doing a bit of work in the run, so I'm sure Justin Campbell, once they settle, he'll be off and around him, mate, find the breeze, and he'll take plenty of beating. Real River is just about ready to produce his best. It was a good run Sunday night at Launceston, where he sat parked and just got overrun late by the very promising Vanderbilt, who had the cattle sit on him. You got Willie Win a lot, no time to think. Good beginnings, Poker Storm, Mr. Pinjar, all capable of running a place. But keen on 10 damage Sam from 9 Real River, numbers 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6 for the placing time.
Race 7, the Northern Tasmanian Light Harness Association Cup. It's the prelude to that big race, and we've got Mick Will Rev back from its great form last season with a last start victory at Burnie.
He wasn't that impressive at Burnie, to be honest, in a lot of year races, so he's going to have to step up here, Mick Will Rev. Still going to lead his way, because he's had a big rap on him for a while, and, you know, it's about time he stood up, so he gets his chance tonight. So clean on 4, Mick Will Rev. Major Cohen, my horse, got a small share in. He's been racing very well. He's joined inside. If he is able to ping to the lead, and he can give plenty of cheat. You've got Hello Good Chance, who's been flying since being taken over by Melissa Main and Gareth Rattray. 10 Mars and Girls racing very well. And then you've got Put 'em Back on the Juice, and Will Be Dot Cape running a place. But keen on 4, Mick Will Rev, from numbers 3, 5, and 10, Major Cohen, Hello Good Chance, and Mars and Girls.
And in the final leg, we've got Regal Idea coming off a last start victory, coming up at the pole position.
Yeah, it's very impressive at Burnie, but, you know, this is a lot harder, Shane. So I'm not going to get too carried away with the win at Burnie, but I'm happy to go with Jasper Rooley. Been racing very well in a lot tougher company than this, and drawn 3, might lob outside Regal Idea, and it will come down to the finish, but then you've got a horse called Bolton Mac on the back row, who loves to get in into the race pretty early, so Justin will be off and around pretty early, so might be a bit of speed up top. And that might help the horses like Jesse Jane, Liberty, Gerrison, and Smoke and Mustard. But I'll go 3, Jasper Ruler, from numbers 10, Bolton Mac, and 1, Regal Idea, mate.
What about a best bet or two?
it's a pretty tricky card for a best bet, mate. Just pick out a quality because nothing really just jumps out at you. Just go a quality, mate, and it's pretty open quality. We'll go, first thing we'll go numbers 3, 5 and 7. That's Mill Park Maestro, TZ2 and Sale Quality. Second league numbers just 9 and 10 only. Real River Dam and Team. Third league will go numbers 3, 4, 5 and 10. Major Cullum, Mick Will Rev, Hello Good Thanks and Margin Girl. Last thing will go numbers 1, 3 and 10. Regal Idea, Jasper Rule and Belt, mate. $36 flexi gives you 50% of the dividend, mate.
Hobart on Sunday night, 8 races on the card. First league of the quarter is race number 5. We've got 3 last start winners, Original Art, Mr. Pinjarra and Saloon Inside engaged.
Yeah, very open race, the first league of the quarter. I'm just going to lean deliver the goods way. You know, people, you know, be saying I'm silly. Over the mile, drawn barrier 7. This is a huge dropping class for deliver the goods, and as long as young Matthew Howler just keeps pushing forward, you know, 3 wide of the breeze, he's a tough time, and he will take plenty of beating, because, you know, the lead is by Marjak. If he gets to an easy lead, he's going to run a race, and you've got the horse like Original Art, go like a Sablombo. Joe Dealer's dropping back from Mare's free-for-all race on Saturday night where she ran third. Very open race, but go deliver the goods each way. It's probably around about $8-$10 mark, mate, from number 1 by Marjak, 4 Original Art, and 8 and 10 go like a Sablombo and Joe Dealer, mate.
A little bit of value there in the first leg. Now, the second leg is the third heat of the Eric Reese Memorial. And we've got the likes of Metro Digby engaged during the pole position, along with Sweet Pea Jasper drawn out wide.
Yeah, it's the enigma, to be honest, Metro Digby, mate. He did trial well on Monday night. I was at the trials, and he trialled very well. So as long as he brings his A-game. But number one, just a tricky draw, because he can go rough early, as we all know. But if they can hold him together, just get away with him. He's clearly the one to beat. Ida Mr. Red is a very, you know, smart youngster, he was, and he returns from a lengthy break, and he's got a bit of gay speed, so I wouldn't be surprised if Christian, you know, puts the pedal down, hoping to get across Metro Digby and, you know, just put a bit of pressure on him and see what happens. And Metro Digby might break or something. That Worthy Lombo was a good trial winner the other night, so he's got a big chance. And you got Oliver's mate, who's first up, always showing a bit of ability. He lacks a bit of high speed, but a spell might have done him the world of good, and he'd have to be a chance. And by 3 feet, Jasper, you know, she's just been struggling this time in, so I'm prepared to risk her tonight. So I'll keen on 1 Metro Digby from 3 and 4, Noteworthy Lombo, Ida Mr. Ed, and Oliver's made it odd as well, mate.
Race number 7 on the card is the free-for-all, and we've got Falco Peregrinus coming off a last-start victory over Rykoff Lease and Riverboat Jasper.
Hey, very impressive too, the other week, Falco Peregrinus, mate. East Ham Park and Mr. Easton from. Very tricky race. I just don't know which way to lean. Caller Marshall at Easter time was, you know, probably the form horse in Tassie before Moto Crusader stepped out and beat him a couple of times. Comes off a solid trial the other week. He's got a bit of gate speed. Where there is a fair bit of gate speed, Grey Steel's drawn wide. He might try and get across. 1 rip along can kick up Falco Peregrinus. So I'll be a bit of speed early, but I think the safest option's Caller Marshall over the 2090. 7 Grey Steel. Real speed, so loves a mile. He's not as well suited to the 2090, but if he got away with a good first half, he can win. Run Rippleham returns from Melbourne, where he was okay in a MO series, running fifth both times, and you know he didn't disgrace himself. And Falco Peregrinus, he's going to go around $7 or $8, and they're going to be huge overs. And then you've got our chain of command, who was very good on Sunday night in a very slick last half in the Danbury Park Cup. You know, he was off 30 metres, around 156.5, and he actually made ground. But go 4, Caller Marshall, 2, 3, 5 and 7, mate. Can't separate them. Falco Peregrinus, running Ripple on Grey Steel and chain of command, mate.
Now, in the last leg, Bonafide Hustler goes around from the 5 gate. Just how quickly did it finish off that race last week?
Oh, it was very impressive the other week, mate. They did go hard up in front. And the question tonight is, I don't think there's any speed early in this race, so he might not be as well suited. Miley Jasper. He's at the trials on Monday night, and he ran home a slick 400, and he was very impressive in the trial. And of a field that's, you know, only 6 horses, I'm not sure who's going to lead here. Mighty Jester's on the pole, but he races the best of cover. Tango Terrific can run the gate. Strange Conduct, they can all run the gate. And Bonafide Hustler, he just needs a little bit of speed on the small field. He'll round them up like he did last week. And then you've got Birdless Delight, who was very impressive last week at Hobart. You know, he copped a bit of interference and was still able to get up and win on the line. We'll just go 1 Mighty Jasper from the draw, because he's got a couple of options. From 4 and 5, Bonafide Hustler, Birdless Delight, and 2 and 3, Strange Conduct and Tango Terrific, mate, to find out if it's 4 spot.
So what's the best way to construct a quaddie for the meeting on Sunday?
It's pretty hard for a mate, so you're going to have to spend a bit of money. First thing, we'll go 1, 4, 7, 8 and 10. Secondly, we'll go 1, 3, 4 and 6. Third leg, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 7. And the last thing, we'll go 1, 4 and 5. $60 flexi only gives you 20% of the dividend, mate. You'll also have one out with Metro Digby in the second leg. Just hope that he does everything right, because if he does, he should be winning.
What about a best bet or two?
Couple of trains, nothing really stands out at Hobart either where you can, you know, I can definitely say it's going to win. I like to deliver the goods in race 5 at each way odds. You know, it's not going to be easy, but I just think it's a nice race when you can get outside the leader early. Call the Marshall, go around $4 or $5. He's a good each way bet. In race 2, a horse called Buxaroo, just had a little bit of a freshen up in the lead of the Eric Reese. So he's going to go around probably $12. He's got a good each way chance. And so is Oliver's mate in race 6, buddy. He'll be very hard to beat at each way odds.
Well, you pick the eyes out of the program, and for everyone else who would like to go to the Taz Racing website and hit the punter's corner, they can look at all your thoughts for all the races coming up at Carrick and Hobart. We thank you for your time again today.
No worries, mate. Thanks very much.
This podcast was brought to you by rsn.net.au.